G'day, Mick.
Hi, Luke. How you going,
mate? I'm good, buddy. Where are you?
I'm in Yarrawonga on the border, just down from Albury.
Okay. What's life on the border like this morning?
It's not bad, but it's been pretty frustrating being a border town. Trying to get over the bridge to have a game of golf has been quite frustrating.
Explain it. Explain that to our listeners around the country, what you're going through.
Well, we've got to go across the border to get to our golf course in Mulwala. So in the crux of the second lockdown, we couldn't go across at all to play golf. We could play golf here in Victoria, but since the new laws have come in, we have to have a permit, which lasts 14 days, to go over and play golf. So there was no special dispensations for anyone that lives in a border town to go across. And the queue to get across the bridge, some people have had to wait up to an hour to get across the bridge. It's a gridlock the whole street. But look, you know, hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel, and that's sort of part what I rang you about, Luke, of, and a mate and I have written a song called 2020, Is This the War? And we've sort of written it to sort of help people that are really struggling, that we've seen a lot thereof. My parents in their mid-80s, I've just seen the decline in them, and my wife's mum, who lives by herself, not being able to have any visitors whatsoever. So, my mate Les Brazil, who's a musician, I wrote these words, and Les has put the music to it, and we've put it on YouTube for people to have a look at. It comes under 2020, capital T, Is This the War, for people to have a look at. The chorus that I wrote...
What do you look for? Do you look for the number 20?
No, the word 2020 with capital T, Is This the War. So if I could just read you the chorus I wrote, it says, they call for patience, they call for care. People speak a language that we just can't hear. It's like living in a cage. When will it change? When will we all be on the same page? Now, the word patience, that sort of come to me, it's got to do with, you know, the government asked us to be patient, dealing with the supermarket fiasco. Then we have patients lining up.
Is this Mick Sharp?
Yes.
That's you?
Yes. Yes, I did send you a copy of it.
Yeah, I know, but the gadget that you sent, I can't play it. And I was going to ask Jess to ask you if you could email it to me, but you don't have to now. I've got it, right?
Yes, correct.
Is it the one where there's a photo of people wearing masks? Or is it the one underneath?
No, the one with the mask. It looks like Daniel Andrews.
Looks like Daniel Andrews.
Yeah. So that's the one. And Les has put the video with it. And, he's put the music to it. He was a musician, a retired musician. We just spend our days playing golf now. And
right. Well, stay there. Let's have a listen, shall we?
Yeah, sure, for sure.
This is it? It's called 2020. Is this the war? Okay.
Thank you.
And this is Mick, one of the writers of this song. Listen to this. Wow. The bloke who wrote that, Mick Sharp, from Yarrawonga on the border, is on the phone. Mate, that is sensational.
Thank you, Luke.
When will we all be on the same page?
Yeah, there's a bit of politics in there. There's a bit of, you know, a bit of human kindness that we need to share a bit. And you know, where has love been through all this? Politics have got in the front of everything, and, you know, people have been asked to suffer in silence. We just thought that, you know, the Aussie way could be a way of helping people that are suffering and struggling, that they could relate to this song and perhaps, you know, share it with somebody that they know that's struggling, to sort of help pull everyone together, that we can get through this. So that was the main aim of our song, and, you know, Les has done a great job putting it together. He's an amazing musician. Yeah, finished up with this product, and we're really happy with it. So, yeah, thanks for playing it. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for bringing it to my attention. I'm sorry that the gadget you gave me didn't talk to my computer, but it's there for everyone now. With your permission, we will put a link to that on our Facebook page.
Oh, fantastic, Luke. No,
our chat this morning will be a separate link on our podcast, with your permission.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yep.
And you don't want anything for it?
No, look, the audience, just to the Aussie thing, just to help people. Like, we're going to the newspapers up here today and tomorrow. We sort of tried to get it out earlier in the middle of this lockdown to sort of, you know, we knew people were suffering. Just something that people can, you know, relate to, what they're feeling.
Just give us some of those lyrics again, just off the top of your head.
Lies to change within our doors. Till December, who's the winner of the war? The enemy that's never seen. God knows where love has been. The second verse is empty streets with lockdown laws. Empty streets fighting for a cause. All strangers as we pass. How long can anyone last?
And when you talked about the empty streets, the vision comes up and there's Abbey Road with no one on it.
Yeah, look, it's just...
unbelievable. Great imagery.
Yeah, he's done a very good job. Viral virus, not black or white. Don't remember asking for this fight. All colours drift and fade. New rules, they're here to stay. Then we go to the chorus. They call for patience. They call for care. People speak a language that we just can't hear. That's the government, pretty much. It's like living in a cage. Oh, when will it change? When will we all be on the same page? And that's a pretty much an Australian thing, Luke. You know, with all our states and, you know, we've got so many different rules and different laws. That line sort of come to me about, you know, when will we be all on the same page? Probably the most frustrating part about this whole virus, I think.
It's just fantastic. Thank you for inviting me to be part of it.
Oh, look, my pleasure, Luke. I've been trying for a while to get on, but you're such a popular show that it is very hard. And just another quick one, your Nature Bee, I'm very similar age to you. I've been on it now for a bit over a month. And the amazing thing that I find is that, you know, when we used to travel in a car for an hour or so or whatever, you go to get out of the car and you'd have to stretch and oh, as you got out of the car, well, that's all disappeared. So, it's been a winner on two fronts for me. So, yeah, thank you again for putting me onto that.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll send a copy of the link to your song to Cookie in Auckland, the boss of Nature
great.
Bee. Yep. And, you might be showered with some more Nature Bee as part of the royalty. I wish you all the best with the song. I think it's amazing. You don't want anything for it. You just did it. It's a powerful, powerful message. And 10 out of 10, well done.
No, thank you very much, Luke. Really appreciate it. And I appreciate your show. It gets across to a lot of people. And, it's a great voice. Thank you very much.
2020, is this the war?
Is this the war, yeah. Capital T, capital T.
Have a listen to it, folks. Have a look at it on YouTube. We will put a link on our Facebook page to this song. We will also make today's chat with you, Mick Sharp, a separate clip on our podcast, and I'll do whatever I can to make sure as many people hear this song. I think it's fantastic.
Oh, thank you very much, Luke.
Thanks for calling the night shift, mate.
Cheers, mate. I always listen. Been with you since the start.
Well, let's stay with me, mate. Stay with me.
Will do. Awesome. Great stuff.
See you, buddy.
Thank you. Bye.